There we are. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the Manic Friday podcast. That's supposed to be the Manic Monday podcast
on a Friday?
Manic Monday Friday podcast. Yeah. This is actually an unscheduled podcast, and it's actually kind of an off-topic podcast, but it could be an on-topic podcast. We don't know yet. I don't know yet. David might know. We could put it at Demented Dungeons and Dragons, which is our miscellaneous podcast, or it might fit in with one of the other two podcasts, and it might fit in with our future podcast if we do the one on relationships. Speaking of relationships, real quick, Doc Love, even though he's passed away, I guess his protege who took over is offering a 50% discount on Doc Love's books, and if we get the whole kit, it's like $200, but we get the hard copy, the PDF, and the audio books.
Yeah.
And he said if I don't want the PDF, he'll knock $50 off.
I get the PDF just so I can pass them around and have the computer read it to me.
Okay. All right. That's what I figured. So I thought you might want the PDF more than me. I want the audiobook more than I do the hard copy, but it wouldn't hurt to have a hard copy. So.
Right.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, so
okay.
I'll move forward with it when I got the funds. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what I'm looking at is something that we've been very guilty of not doing the things we're supposed to do and doing the things we're not supposed to do.
Who, us or us as a community or us as a nation?
Well, I'd say everybody in general that I run across, but I'm mostly focused on us, namely myself. you know.
Okay. Carry on.
You know. It can extend as far out as you want to, but I start with me. Okay?
Right. I wasn't sure who you was pointing the finger at.
Well, you know, that standard thing where, you know, if you're pointing at me, you got three fingers pointing back at yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Anyway. So, this is a list of do's and don'ts for organizers. All right, and, you know, truth be told, we're trying to be organizers, but we're not. We should be, but we're not, okay? And the gentleman who wrote this article, he wrote it November 5th, 2020, for, I believe, an organization called Hood Communists, all right? And I was trying
to do
a little background.
Wait. Good communists?
No, Hood Communists. And I'm sure every communist thinks they're good. Okay.
Yeah, so it's that good as in charitable.
So it's hood, as in from the hood.
Oh, hood. Okay,
so
that's what I thought you said the second time. Gotcha. The hood.
Yeah.
As in ghetto, communist.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
He wrote this article.
Sure, we're clear.
I was trying to find out how to pronounce his name properly. I really don't want to murder his name, okay? But anyway, I'll just start reading from the title on down, okay? Organizers Do's and Don'ts 101 by Hajumu Umi, published Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Okay? My license
okay,
to
wait
speak
a minute.
About this... I'm sorry?
You said this is written by a Native American guy, or is it a Native American deal?
I believe he's an African-American by his own description.
Okay, yeah, because his name sounds Middle Eastern. I was like, that don't sound Native American. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, when you go listen to this over and over again, you got your interruption in there.
I'm just looking all right. for clarity, that's all.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Okay.
All right. My license to speak about this comes from the fact that I've been involved in organizing work since 1979 when I joined the Pan-Africanist Secretariat, Brother Uba Tshaka, for those who know, at 17 years old. In 1984, I heard Kwame Ture, a.k.a. Stokely Carmichael, speak, and I joined the All African People's Revolutionary Party, AAPRP. I've been an organizer slash member of the AAPRP ever since. That means decades of working with people, all types of people. I've worked in organizing efforts in Africa, in Europe, in the Caribbean. I've worked with African street organizations, what you would probably call gangs, church groups, women's collectives. I've worked with students. I've worked with African people from every single segment of society, and I've also worked with European allies, indigenous people, Asian allies, and Palestinian comrades. I've done significant work with organizations as broad as the Nation of Islam to White Women Against Imperialism. My political organizing work created the opportunity to work as a paid organizer for labor movement, which I do as well. In that work, I work with right-wing workers, workers who have no experience interacting with African people. I'm still responsible for moving these folks. So with all that outstanding experience, if there's one thing I know about, it's how to work successfully with people. I'm not saying I know everything, because the more work I do, the more I realize I need to learn. But I'm saying I have at least learned some valuable lessons that some of our new organizers would do well to pay close attention to. Okay. Don'ts. No-nos in organizing work 101. Number one. Make sure you are in an organization. If not, your message is you don't seriously believe what you are spouting because you don't think enough of it to create a plan and work to bring it into existence. Sorry for the stammering, folks, but yeah, I hope that was clear. Okay, so number two, don't criticize other people's work. It makes you look like a hater and opens you up to questions about what you are doing, which is usually not much if you have time and the lack of focus to criticize other people's efforts. Number three, if there is a problem with another organizer and or organization, take that problem directly to the people involved and engage them in principled ideological struggle around the problem. Do not, under any circumstances, talk about people behind their backs. It will come back against you and will make you look cowardly and dishonest. The crippling ingredients for anyone attempting to become a respected organizer. Plus, principled struggle creates stronger movement. I'm sorry, it creates a stronger movement. Okay, number four. Do not permit yourself to see the struggle simply as an extension of your personal experiences. You are just a speck in this work. Remember that and carry yourself with the humility at all times. Okay, and then number five. Do not view the struggle as the flavor of the week. Get a focus, people, and stick to it. If you change what you're doing every other week, you send a clear message that you are not serious about anything. Okay. Well, that was the five don'ts. Okay, so here comes the five do's. Do's. Great things in organizing 101. Number one, make sure your organization has a dedicated study process where you can rotate facilitators. Everyone is required to participate, and you have a praise/criticism process to properly assess your work. Number two, use the praise/criticism process to challenge yourself honestly around improving your weaknesses. Number three, practice your writing skills by putting together articles, leaflets, etc., that address the problems you are fighting against. Getting people to read is a critical component of this struggle. So help out by developing your skills while contributing relevant material. Okay, number four, develop strong habits in your organizing work around study and work. Be where you are supposed to be when you are supposed to be there. Don't be late. Don't make excuses. If you are always consistent, the message you will be sending out is that you are serious about your work and there is an urgency to make that work happen. If you are always late and disorganized, the message you send is that you say it matters, but you really don't believe it. A credibility problem again. Okay, number five. Lastly, base your personal behavior and your organizational work around one principle: what's right and just. An African proverb is, even a dead fish can swim with the current. Don't be a dead fish. If you heed these do's and don'ts, you are guaranteed to be an effective and respected organizer. Everyone won't like you because waging principled struggle, being consistent, and making things happen challenges those who desire to function without accountability. But just remember Sekou Touré's correct statement that if the enemy isn't doing anything against you, you aren't doing anything. Do the do's and don't do the don'ts, and you will become stronger. You will also realize that all the work is important and should be respected. I always know someone doesn't know what they are talking about when they start talking about work that isn't relevant. Even standing on a street corner with a sign saying "organize" is good work, and everyone who does this work seriously knows that. So take these and use them. They don't belong to me. They belong to humanity, and make sure to share them. Good organizing to you. All right, and then there's a little blurb about him and such. Okay, the site that I originally got this from was the Deep Green Resistant. Wait, hold on. Okay, the Deep Green Resistance News Service, and they redirected me to his organization, which is the hoodcommunist.org. That'd be HOODCOMMUNIST.org. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure. Well, I'm sure I don't agree with both these organizations completely, but this is a very good article and important to keep in mind. And, you know, the way he's writing things, you could be diametrically opposed to something and still have a good conversation and discussion with them. You know, if both of you are practicing these things. You know, so anyway, I know I'm going to be taking these lists and trying to learn them. I know number four of the dues I need to work on, because I'm constantly late for things. And I can see that I'm saying to people that I don't really believe that they matter when I show up late all the time. So.
Yeah, I can say that four is not really so much a problem for me, but I have noticed that a lot of people around me have a problem with four, and it really ticks me off and gets under my skin. It seems like I'm more interested in doing said projects where other people just aren't that into it. And people tell me, well, nobody's going to be as interested in your project as you are. And I get that. But it seems like they're even less interested than that even. They say one thing, but they do another. And actions speak louder than words to me.
I hear you.
All righty. Well, that's 10 items to look at seriously.
I don't really have a problem with the don'ts, maybe number 3 and 4. But the do's, yes, I think I need to work on 1, 3, and 5.
You must have been taking notes while I read it.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll send you a link to this. And I suggest that we put the link up with this recording so they can go back and see the original. So.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to put that in a safe place so when I get around to downloading this from Free Conference Call and uploading it to the website, I'll attach that as well. But yeah, I guess this topic is relevant to both topics because it's about organizing. I thought it was about something else more religious. I thought it was an off-topic thing. But apparently it's very on-topic. So no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're trying to organize, whether it's free food and medicine, whether it's our freedom fighter stuff, whether it's our farm, no matter what it is, even your family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and even your church, if you want to go religious with it.
Hey, so. Even Bill and Shirley, when they call me to come over and say, oh, you say you're going to be right over? Okay, I'll see you in about an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah, see, when I was younger, growing up, I was always late, and I don't remember what it was that got me on track, but something happened over the years that got me to where people started, well, people used to say I'd be late for my own funeral. Then, about a decade ago, people were saying that they could set their watches by me.
Right.
And I've slacked off on that a little bit, mostly because I'm so overwhelmed and so busy with stuff. But when I say I'm going to be somewhere or I'm going to do something, I try to be there, you know, and I try to do what I say I'm going to do. And it doesn't always happen. That's why I don't make promises. But, you know, because, like, for example, my oldest son's mother 25 years ago used to make me make promises or, you know, coerce me into making promises that I couldn't keep or may not be able to keep, whatever. And then when I couldn't keep them, she'd browbeat me for being full of empty promises. So after that, I said, no more promises. I tell people I'll do what I can do. I'll see what I can do, blah, blah, blah. Recently, someone tried to make me make promises.
The Bible kind of speaks to that. The Bible kind of speaks to that. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
Right.
Don't make oaths. A promise is an oath.
Right. So,
now,
you know.
That said, one thing I've been trying to apply is I often tell people how long it should take me to get there and say I'll be there by then. I've learned that I need to figure out how long it should take me to get there and then add an appropriate amount of fudge factor so that I might actually show up earlier than I said.
Yeah, yeah. It seems as though you don't have a sense of time, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't have a sense of time. Today's Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like Monday was yesterday. Just saying, okay?
Right.
Okay.
What is that?
So yeah, I
right.
You know.
I get that. I lost Wednesday. It was yesterday. I was like, oh, today's Thursday? What happened to Wednesday?
Yeah.
So I get that to a degree, but yeah.
No, I have absolutely no sense of time. I just, it's, you know, it's either now or it's not.
Right. I have to try to remember that.
I have to set
it's
clocks to remind me to do things.
Never.
Yeah, it's like, now, there are certain clocks that are just naturally around me. Like, now today I don't have it. But when the sunset's approaching, today I'll be very dependent on an electronic clock to tell me that it's time to go put the animals up. Because it'll be darn right dark before I put them away if something doesn't remind me. You know,
right.
Because there's no sun today, you know. When I'm out working, I look up, I see the sun. When it's straight up, I know it's about noon. Okay? You know, I just keep doing things until either I need to go get a drink of water or, you know, whatever. And I've got a lot of problems on here. I'm not terribly organized. I'll start one job, and it'll take me over near something else that needs to be done. I'll start working on it, and then the next, and the next, and the next, and all the rabbit trails. I get things done, but I don't get the thing done that I originally set out to do.
Right. Well, we both kind of have that problem. We're a little OCD and a little ADD at the same time.
Right. Nope, I see a hole I missed. Good, I'll go fill that one, too. Anyway, I've got a date with a half a can of foam spray. I want to empty it out so that it doesn't go bad in the can.
You still haven't done that?
I've done a lot of it. I'm looking at a hole I missed, and I'll look around for some more holes I missed. And basically, I've done everything that I thought I would have used the whole can up by now.
Right.
And I was wrong. So.
Oh, okay. And I'll be delivering this product in about 10 minutes, so perfect timing.
Yep. 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 So, and I'll be using it in places where I guess we're going to tear walls away in the future, but meanwhile I'm going to clog up all the little holes. So.
Oh, yeah. Keep the cold out and the warm in.
Yep. I'm going to treat that back wall as if it's permanent. It's not. It's not going to be permanent, but it's, you know, I'm going to treat it as if it is. So.
Well, as slow as we are, it might be permanent until spring.
Right. Well, last spring I was supposed to replace some of the panels in the front with glass, and that didn't get done. So, anyway, this is extra podcast, extra curricular conversation for the podcast. So,
extra verbiage about being disorganized.
Yeah, they are prime examples of our problems, and
yeah,
I think
nobody's perfect,
go a long way toward helping us.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, but yeah, basically this is a good guideline for us and other people. But I like to also show people that I'm not preaching at them. I'm not perfect either. I do that with the Free Food and Medicine podcast especially. I let them know that, you know, hey, I'm not like, you know, Banana Girl who badmouths people because they're not perfectly doing things the way she says they're supposed to do things, and then later she gets caught eating a hamburger and gets all plastered all over the news. I don't want to be that. I want to be up front and say, hey, you know, we're not perfect. We got flaws. We're not browbeating you. We're not trying to say that you got to be perfect. We're just trying to help us.
Oh,
help
Banana
you,
Girl.
Help. Yeah. Yeah, she's one of those radical, unethical vegans. And I don't got a problem with vegans. I just got a problem with vegans that got a problem with everybody else.
Right. Well, and that goes to, do not criticize other people's work.
Right.
You know?
Which I just did. So.
Yeah.
But it was hopefully constructive criticism because, like I said, there's good criticism and bad criticism. If you're using criticism to make yourself better, you know, not to make yourself look better, but to improve yourself, then that would be good criticism.
All right.
But, because I'm very critical, but throughout the years I've seen other people do things that I'm critical of, and so I say, well, I'm going to try not to be like that. And so it has helped me with self-improvement. But I also try, you know, it's kind of a fine line. You try not to be too critical of others to where you know, look down your nose at them or, you know, browbeat them or whatever, you know. You don't want to get too negative about it because there is a negative side to it and there's a positive side to it. That's why they call it.
Well, I may want to reread this again sometime when I'm not stammering.
Stammering?
My stammering catches me. Yeah, my stammering catches me by surprise sometimes. It's not exactly stammering. Sometimes I replace words and things like that as I'm talking.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom does it real bad. I've gotten good at being able to read her. See, I just did it. I've gotten real good at reading her letters, but she will replace when with and where with why and...
I'm not that bad, but sometimes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, it's like, you know.
Right on.
So I'll be reading it, and it's like, I understand the context, so I know what word should be there instead.
Right.
And I've got some of that myself, so apparently it's an inherited trait. And
inherited trait.
I'm sorry?
It's an environmental inherited trait.
Could be, because niacin helps it. So it's a nutrient deficiency that makes it come out.
So yep. It's a nutritional, yeah. environmental, inherited trait.
Right.
You know, environmental, culture, environment, and upbringing. But anyways.
Yep.
All right, cool, cool. All right, well, I guess that concludes our Manic Monday Friday podcast. Till next Monday, we're working on figuring out when we're going to reorganize our schedule. But we changed our podcast times due to Blog Talk Radio not allowing us to do our podcasts at sunset like we prefer. So in right. the future, we will now, since we're no longer doing Blog Talk Radio, 30 hours, and so now we're back to normal. So around sunset, we'll be doing both of our podcasts, the ScrapGov Scrap Podcast, and the Free Food and Medicine Podcast. So go to scrapgovscrap.com or freefoodandmedicine.org to see what time we're going to be here, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. And I guess that's good timing because I just ran out of electricity. My computer shut off.
Nice.
Bye, folks.
All right, so long.